Jonah had always wanted to be a father from the time he was very young. With a baby on the way, he felt that God had truly blessed him both with a partner who loved him as much as he loved them, and now with a child. Having a child that is the biological offspring of both parents is a rare opportunity for many LGBTQ+ couples, and Jonah and DJ decided to see the pregnancy through. As a transgender man, DJ described how it was psychologically and physically challenging to carry a baby. He did not even want to be referred to as pregnant. Rather, he was the incubator for the baby. Like many trans men, he had been binding his breasts, but once they began to grow, he could no longer wear the binders. He says he was used to being muscular and able to do all this stuff and being agile. Then suddenly, well, I can just waddle. I went from being the hot guy to being the fat guy. DJ claims that he just didn't know how to be a female. He knew he was a boy from the time that he was 3. I've always been the same. I've done male things. I've always dressed as a male. I know what it's like to be a male who has different genitalia than a bio male. He certainly knows how to be a loving father. Jonah says, I feel like people should know we're no different than anybody else. We work 9 to 5. We come home. We have our family time. We made a child. I'm not any different than any Tom, Dick, and Harry who have kids. We might not be what you picture with the white picket fence, but this is my white picket fence. You have a dream to be a police officer. I have a dream to be the next drag superstar. But who am I to judge you, so who are you to judge me?